nature of the injury, the rehab process.
Hey,
yes.
Viking certified athletic trainer Shug. Can I get a witness?
See, they love you.
Now, wait, what happened to director of sports medicine? Can you be both?
Yeah, that's what the email said.
Yeah.
You guys shortchanged on the email.
Yeah.
It's all good.
All right.
I'm just Shug.
You'll just Shug.
Yeah, you're Shug.
Either way is fine.
Are you nervous?
No, this is a lot of people here.
It's chaotic.
It is.
And that sun in my eye is not really very comforting.
Well, the sun wasn't shining until you rolled around.
Awesome. And that's much better.
Yeah, now all of a sudden it's just a bright sunny day here.
Do that till my
the old love covenant.
Is that better? All right. Okay, good. Good.
We have a lot of business, and holy cow, do we have some controversial topics that we need to bring up, Eric.
I brought my injury report, so we'll go over that in a minute.
That's great.
That'd be great.
Well, this radio show all of a sudden is questionable for a finish. But before we get into that, I would like to chat with you about Sleep Number and what Sleep Number means to you, Mr. Shug.
Well, Sleep Number did a big 5-year agreement with the NFL yesterday.
You
did? Commissioner Goodell, I didn't. The NFL did.
I was going to say.
So Commissioner Goodell was there, and they made the announcement. And, you know, really cool, Sleep Number will be the official sleep partner of the NFL.
Okay.
And provide every player on the active roster a bed.
Wow. Damn.
Of every team?
Of every team.
Jeez.
That's
wow.
A lot of beds.
What about the certified athletic? What about the
what about the announcer?
Director of sports medicine?
NFC title game hard too. I need sleep.
Yeah.
The hell?
You know, we're hopeful. PFATS, which is the Professional Football Athletic Trainer Society.
PFATS, I got all his albums.
Yeah, exactly.
I was there when he opened.
He's
a cool
is he East or West Rap?
You guys are fun. I should come on more often.
I'm sorry. We'll let you talk.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Yes.
So Bradford's knee. You were saying?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
But you know, honestly, sleep is Paul. As you know, sleep is rather important.
Which Paul? You got two.
Yeah, both Pauls.
Thanks.
Sleep is rather important. So, you know, recovery, rest, nutrition, it's what we do. So we want our athletes to be available and to, you know, perform to the best of their ability. So this agreement that the NFL did for all players, not just the Minnesota Vikings, is it's a big deal for the NFL.
Yeah, no doubt. I think this predates you. I remember Jake Reed, 25, you know, this is like, you know, 90, late 90s, saying, you know, couldn't find a bed, finally found Sleep Number. Because, you know, at the time, I think, you know, it was a tiny company compared to what it is now. And that was the solution for him and his back problems. And, you know, now it's come a million years.
And I know Hitman was just on. He probably talked about it
a little
bit. Because he's, you know, I know he has a bed. And we have a couple other players that have the bed already and have done a partnership with Sleep Number. So they speak very highly of it. And it is beneficial. And I also have a bed.
What's your sleep number?
My sleep number is
myriad
65.
Options. It's 65 in honor of John Sullivan.
In honor of John Sullivan.
Or for Pat Elfline. Yeah, see, I mean, it sleep number can either be 14 for the amount of wins we have this year, could be 7 for the amount of points we scored in the NFC title game, or 38 for the amount of points, sadly, the adversary scored. Here's the deal, Eric. What I'm trying to do is make you smile and help all of us laugh it out, because I know how deeply you care about this team. And the hours you and your staff work, which are highly underrated, because you know you're not a public guy. You don't care about doing radio or TV and stuff, and you know, unless it involves something like this. And you know, I know you very well, and I know how hard that NFC title game hit you.
Yeah, I appreciate it. It was hard for all of us, hard for everyone that puts in all the hours, the players, the coaches, the owners, front office. It was hard, and of course the medical staff too. So you know what? We had a great season. We won 14 games. It was a huge success, and I'm looking forward to next season.
Yeah.
Eric, do you have any duties for the Super Bowl as being part of the host city here?
Yeah, I did. You know, leading up to the Super Bowl, I had several meetings with a committee that sets up all the medical care.
Okay.
So I did help to, arrange all of the game day activities and all of the stuff that leads up to it, dentist, eye doctor, MRIs, anything the teams would need. So we did, and I'll be at the game on the field for pregame for the medical meeting and take it from there.
I suppose, like a dentist, right? Somebody has a dental emergency, you know, from the Eagles or the Patriots, and they got to figure out a guy that they're going to call or a gal they're going to call in town, right?
Got to have a plan.
Yeah, got to have a plan.
And they want it done 5 minutes ago, so you have to do it ahead of time.
Yeah, I bet.
Another weird question, friend to friend, not coworker to coworker. You got to be on the field for the Super Bowl pregame or what?
I'm going to be on the field for pregame, and then I'm going to go.
Well, that's got
to
be tough.
It'll be tough. It'll
be just
tough,
emotionally. I mean, that's you know every nook and cranny of that building now, and you know, you see different people in your room. And
well, we did a little behind the scenes tour with a few media members the other day, and to walk in our locker room and see the Eagles pictures and insignia, it was a little
that?
Tough. But you know what? Hey, next year it's our turn.
Well, let's hope you're right.
Hey, when Bradford has that weird knee, or Bridgewater comes off the well-publicized knee, or Peterson has the Christmas Eve knee, and everybody sees all over Twitter you working out with him and getting him back, when you're in public, you know, just like, you know, because you're a recognizable figure, you know, how often do you get people, like, banging on you to get information or be like, hey, you know, hey, I'm not going to tell anybody, but how close is Sam to returning? Stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, I do get those questions, especially during the season, because people want to know about fantasy football.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah, I mean, that's why they
do. We were more thinking gambling, but fantasy football's fine.
No.
During the off season, if people see me and they are a small percentage of people that recognize me, they typically will not ask about that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So that's good.
I'm glad they give you a break anyway.
Do you do anything with Dalvin Cook? Like I saw Dalvin around the facility a ton at the end of the year. Funny, he seemed to be walking fine to me.
Yeah, he's doing great. You know, he's 4 months post-op, just following his protocol. And, you know, we'll let Coach Zimmer talk about the injuries, but his quote was, Dalvin's doing great, and I will stick with that. He is, he's around every day doing his rehab like a bunch of guys.
I think Mike's still in mourning. Yeah, I think
we're still in mourning, I think he should be too.
Yeah, I think Mike's probably taking this a little too personally. You know, he is the head coach of a team, and it's a team game, and there are players who made mistakes. But, yeah, I've been texting a little bit with Mike of late, and I think he's, you know him better than me, man. I think he's still unbelievably down.
Yeah, it hurt. I mean, it hurt all of us because, again, as we said earlier when I first sat down, is, you know, we put so much time into it, so obviously we take it personally.
Yeah. If we wind the clock back to Adrian's rehab schedule, at that time it seemed – super, like a superhero kind of thing. Now, like the 1 year recovery is just the way it is now. So what's changed so much in the intervening, whatever, 6 years so that the ACL recovery thing is just, it's almost like an automatic, you know, 9-10 months and people come back and almost always they're able to literally and figuratively hit the ground running.
Yeah, you know, just things change as people get better at doing it. Surgeries change, things you do post-surgical with, you know, different types of, you know, PRP injections and things like that are certainly legal and okay to do that just help guys push it along further and faster and, you know, with better success.
Thank you very much late in the season I'm not a hypochondriac by nature. I never really have been. But, you know, when we kept winning and winning and winning, I'm like, oh, holy cow. I cannot lose my voice or get sick at the end of this season. Eric was awesome. I mean, he would give me tips on, like, you know, hand sanitizer or fist bumps and stuff. Like in the Friday football feast of Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah.
I stopped shaking hands 2 days in front of games, like a month and a half before the season was over. And I had to explain to people, I don't want to get sick. Fist bump.
Yeah.
You know, and from over-the-counter stuff to, like, keep the throat good and everything. I appreciate you for everything you do, man.
Anytime, man. Thanks for having me on, guys. I appreciate it.
Yeah, by the way, as a side note, as I'm thinking about this, how healthy was this team? I mean, other than, you know, Bradford and Dalvin Cook, for that Philadelphia game, I don't think there was a single injury-related deactivation in the Eagles game.
Yeah.
You know, it's remarkable.
It was you know, lucky. It was a good season as far as
was it lucky?
Goes. Well, sometimes, you know, the injuries have to be ones that don't keep guys out for a long time.
Yeah.
And, we were fortunate with that, so hopefully we'll keep that string of luck going.
What, for those who may have missed it, what'd you say about Bradford's knee again? That's exactly what happened and with... and how he's planning on it now. God bless you, man.
I hope you guys have a great day.
Thanks, Eric. Go Skull Sister.
Thanks, right. Thanks, Paul.
Bye, Eric.
Thank
you, Eric Sugarman, certified athletic trainer for the Minnesota Vikings. Thanks to Sleep Number and sleepnumber.com. All right. Well, tomorrow, you ready for this?